I would venture a guess most of you have a cell phone. And I would also venture a guess that you've probably all seen a number of years ago the commercial about the guy wandering around the country saying, "Can you hear me now?" He's trying to find out and make sure that everybody, regardless of where they are, might have a cell phone signal. So he would go a little further and he would say, "Can you hear me now?" Great. And then he would move a little bit further and a little bit further and a little bit further, making sure that wherever you were in the country, if you were on the Verizon network, your cell phone would have signal. Because Verizon was desperately wanting to make sure that if you had a phone, you could get signal and make whatever phone calls or texts or any surfing that you wanted to do. So they made sure that there were cell phone towers giving off signal wherever the people were so that their phones would work. Well, what does this have to do, if anything, with us? Well, the answer is Jesus is God's cell phone tower. God put Jesus where we are so that we might hear God's word. Just as Moses was God's prophet to the people, God raised Moses in the midst of his people so that whatever God said to Moses, Moses would say to the people. So God put Moses, the prophet, in the middle of the people and asked, "Can you hear me now?" Well, Jesus is the prophet of prophets because Jesus himself is, in fact, the Word of God. So when the people gathered together in their synagogue, God put Jesus right smack dab in the middle of his people. And he said to them, "Can you hear me now?" Now, some of the people were amazed and mystified because Jesus taught with authority, not like the schmucks who wore the fancy robes. They were astounded and amazed because there was weight behind his words. There was power, power enough to cure somebody that couldn't be cured from amongst their groups. And they were all slack-jawed going, "Ugh." God said, "Can you hear me now?" And they said, "Absolutely." Well, I can't help but wonder. God put a Moses in his people. God put Jesus in the synagogue at Capernaum. I wonder, might there be a Holy Spirit amongst us this morning saying, "Can you hear me now?" We know that every time the people gathered together, for them it was the Sabbath, for us it's on the Lord's Day, God was always present amongst them to deliver a word of comfort, but also a word of challenge. And yet we gather together in God's house to assemble and to congregate, asking God for a word. Have we not all been touched by God's word? The words of the Spirit that speak right to our hearts and our minds, that we end up going, whenever God speaks. But just because you have a cell phone tower in your midst doesn't necessarily mean that we have our phones on. A tower can be great if you've got your phone on. What does it matter to have all the greatest signal in the world if we never answer our phones? What does it matter that God handpicked the Holy Spirit to be right here in this room if none of us are listening? Perhaps then our faith is the turning on of our hearts, so that we seek after the word which God has to speak. But the dilemma of which all human beings are guilty from the time of Moses and the time of Jesus to our time is that you and I, maybe me more than you, are really good at selective hearing. That's a fancy way of saying you hear what you want to. Now, all the husbands in the room, I'm talking to you. All the fingers have started pointing, right? Yeah. Take out the trash. What? I didn't hear that. Wait. Next week is Valentine's Day? Next week is our anniversary? I didn't hear that. Wait, you want to go out to eat? Definitely didn't hear that. Wait, the Super Bowl is on. I heard that. What happens if we have selective hearing with God? We hear only what we want to hear. Oh, we're all quick to hear about blessings and eternal life and enlightenment and knowledge. We're all quick to talk about those things and to sing our hallelujahs and give God the glory. But what happens when God speaks something through Christ we don't want to hear? Something which demands something of us, something that requires a commitment on our part, or something that demands we be responsible with this word given to us. What happens when the cell phone tower goes up in our midst, and instead of having our phones on, our hearts filled with faith, what happens when we shut our hearts off and our selective hearing kicks in and we hear only what we want to hear? Things like, oh, blessings and money and property and possessions and glory and pipe organs and hymns and beautiful cathedrals. And yet what happens when God says, love your enemies? Oh, wait, what? I didn't hear that. Wait, you want me to forgive somebody that has slandered me? Sorry, didn't hear that. Wait, you want me to sacrifice for somebody? They're not worthy of it. Didn't hear that. Lord, forgive me. Blow them up. Didn't hear that part. Now, in all seriousness, there are things you and I can't hear enough of, and yet there are also things which God gives us that we are quite unwilling and unprepared to hear. But do we really want to run the risk of having our hearts on some of the time while we turn them off another piece of the time? Or are we going to be the real disciples of Jesus Christ whose hearts are always on despite what God has to say? It would seem then that if we are truly going to follow Christ, then we need to have a commitment to hear the word of Christ, even when we don't like what it says, even when it challenges us, even when, God forbid, Jesus says, if you want to follow me, deny yourself, take up a cross, and start walking. Those are usually the moments, if you're anything like me, we can't get the power off on the phone quick enough. But if we're truly going to be committed, then the phone has to always be on. Our hearts, our faith needs to always be on and never be off. But there's good news for you and for me. And that is, Jesus isn't just the one doing the talking. As a human being, Jesus is also the one doing the listening. And rest assured, his heart is never off. Are any of us prepared to say that Jesus' commitment to God is a little iffy? Are any of us prepared to say that Jesus is quite irresponsible with the word delivered to him? No, even if it meant his life, Jesus was going to be faithful. So the good news is Jesus isn't just the God speaking to us. Jesus is also us listening unto God. Well, that means who better to help you? Who better to help me with our listening problem, with our selective hearing? Who is the one in a better position to help you and me with our faithfulness than the one who was supremely faithful? And the good news is he changes us. He bends our wills. That means he scoops out our ears when we plug them up with cotton. And he cracks open our minds like an egg so that God's word might come in. It means he melts the ice and stone around our hearts so that we might at long last believe. Because Jesus is God, he is the cell phone tower. Because Jesus is a human being, he turns your hearts on. So, my friends, there's hope for us all. Even somebody as dense and stubborn as me can learn to listen. All the time, not just some of the time. It means that I can hear everything that was said to me, and maybe I better take out the trash. But it means that because of Christ in our hearts, you and I have got new ears, new minds, and new hearts. And that means at long last we can hear what God has to say. And not just the good parts, but the challenging parts. And then, like the people in Nazareth, we will be amazed because here is one person that can make us sit up and pay attention and hang on every word that he has to say, that we would rather spend time with him than watch our 3.5 hours of New England playing in another Super Bowl. But if we are truly listening, then, my friends, it means we got to start reading. And yeah, I said it. Not flipping, scrolling, but it means that we do a lot of reading and studying, because this is the Word of God. And let's face it, there's probably a lot of dust on our Bibles, probably because it's in the front. And we all know as Presbyterians, nobody sits in the front. But where's your Bible? Have you read it? Have you studied it? Chances are there's probably something in it that doesn't make sense, something you don't understand. But my friends, that is the tower in our midst, saying, "Can you hear me now?" And yet the sad, unfortunate truth is we would rather listen to this than God. So, my friends, what are you committed to listening to? One of the 1,000 idiots on television, or the 1,000 idiots on podcast? Or do you listen to the one word of God saying, "Can you hear me now?" This is the phone that needs to be on. This is the phone that needs God's signal. And rest assured that because God has given us Jesus Christ, you and I have got 5 bars of God's service. But will we scratch out a few moments in time to listen? And to listen to it all, not just the words that are comfortable or the words that justify who you are, but the words that challenge you. My friend, that is the choice that lies between us. Who are we going to listen to? Who are we going to be committed to listening to? And who are we actually going to be responsible and start listening? We all could give a better answer to that question. But the hope for us all is Jesus has already given the answer. And that means there is hope for us all. So let us this day be a people who seek after God's word and all of God's word, not just all the nice pieces that we always read, but the words that challenge us, the words that demand something of us, the words that say, hey, you, come follow me. But it means, and here I'm going to get myself in trouble, maybe the phones have to go off, and maybe our faith has got to go on. And that might just mean that if God's word is amongst us, this might be the most difficult choice we must make. Faith in the Yahoos doing the talking, or faith in Jesus Christ. That is the choice, my friends. I wonder which one we'll make. Amen.